who had you guys all laying out here on the floor, not under his authority, but under Jesus' authority. I better say that so my wife doesn't get nervous. Praise God. But here's what I'm telling you. He's coming back at the end of September on the 30th, on October 1st, and on October 2nd, he's going to have a special meeting in here that we're going to announce as soon as I get it firmed up. And then he's going to come on the 3rd, and he's going to be here for Sunday morning. And I promise you, please, 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 you know, in today's world, we really don't understand how to honor God yet, but we're going to get back to it. People are so about their own stuff and own agendas, and yeah, God, you're there, but I got this to do, that to do, this to do. But we're going to start learning in this house that if I set time apart for God, he will fill that with his presence and power. And so I'm telling you, start making not just your one-on-one prayer life and things a priority, do that. But you have a responsibility to honor God in a corporate way by being a part of the local body. And part of your life belongs to everybody else. Philip, whether you like it or not, part of your life belongs to me. Woo! Amen. He said, that's fine. I flow in the blessing of it coming down, so you can have some. But anyhow, I just want you to know that we're really needing to start getting back to people that really reverence God and that things are important. I don't got a problem with football. I don't got a problem with golf. I don't got a problem with traveling around on vacation. Unless those things start elevating themselves above him who created us to create the wisdom to do all those things. So we're going to walk through that kind of stuff. And with that being said, I'm going to shut up. I'm going to let these children go to their class, and they probably have snacks back there and all kinds of good stuff. And we're thankful for Caleb this morning, who's helping us out, because his father is being a part of the Church of the Second Mile, and he's actually in Botkins this morning during his drumming there for them. But I can't wait to tell him that, boy, this service threw down. And we didn't lose anything. No, I'm just kidding. That'll be just me being friendly, teasing him, because we definitely respect Pastor Jared and his calling and his anointing, amen, his wonderful wife Linda and their whole family, and they're a blessing. So what we're going to do is we are going to take a few minutes to do the offering. And I know that in some churches, they don't even talk about tithes and offerings. One time years ago, a guy told me, I think you would do better if you just put a bucket at the back and not talk about it and let people just give their offering on the way out. And I thought, I can't do that because that would be an injustice to the God who wants you to have a one-on-one relationship with him in the area of giving, because when you, not me, when you bring all your tithe into the storehouse and when you honor God first, you begin to receive his supernatural blessings right away. And so I'm just going to teach you a little bit this morning about tithe and offering, because there's several scriptures in the Bible that we're going to just touch base on. And one of them is in the book of Deuteronomy, chapter. And I always hear people say, well, I thought tithing was Old Covenant. Really? Just go to Matthew 23:23 and get Jesus' opinion on it. And nobody else's opinion matters after that. I don't care who he thinks he is. I don't care if someone thinks they're a big theologian and they think they have figured out a way to weasel around the accountability of the Word of God. Curse that false doctrine and live for Jesus. Amen. Well, I thought that would get more excitement. But
amen.
I'm okay right where we're at.
Amen.
Now listen to this. I want you to know something, that sometimes we as people don't really receive the benefit of what God wants to do for us because we don't expand our thinking beyond the natural. We think that, hey, if I go to work and I'm diligent and I work everything, you know, I should hopefully be able to pay my bills, feed my family, but we don't have an expectation of the supernatural of God. I tell you what, if you are a believer working on an assembly line with everybody else that doesn't believe, your $15 an hour, your $5 an hour, your $10 an hour is this much more valuable with the tithing and offering attached to it than all these people beside you that don't have a relationship with God. And so the first scripture I want to just show you is right here in Deuteronomy 29, in verse 5, it says, "And I have," in other words, God is telling you what he has done. "And I have led you 40 years in the wilderness. Your clothes are not waxing old upon you." In other words, your clothes are not wore out. They look like they're still brand new after 40 years. Now, I know the ladies don't like this verse. Praise God. Because they like to update their wardrobe often. Amen. So here's what you need to do. Add the other scripture to it. "If I sow, I shall receive 30, 60, and 100 fold." Praise God. Sow your clothes. Sow them while they're still new. Sow them while they still look good. And God will keep a covenant of clothing you. Amen. Oh, I wish I didn't have to teach that in front of my sweetie pie. But anyhow, we're going to move on. She already knows it. She teaches me sometimes. One day she gave me the revelation, "Honey, us ladies are way stronger than you men." And the first thought I thought is, "Yep, because there ain't no way I can have a baby." No, sir. Listen, I stub my toe and I start crying. But anyhow, she said, "Oh, it's beyond that, babe. Look, it says that you were made out of dirt. I was made out of bone. What are you going to take to a fight?" Praise God. But anyhow, what I want you to see here is it says that your clothes didn't wear out, and thy shoe is not waxing old upon thy foot. Uh-oh. Now, this is the accountability part that we don't like to add to the Bible. So the Lord tells us that these people, their clothes didn't wear.